News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The number of children and teenagers being referred for committing sexual offences has almost doubled over the past decade. Cliona Sadlier is the Executive Director with the Rape Crisis Network Ireland. Good morning, Cliona. What type of offences are we talking about here? And I'm conscious there may be some younger ears listening.
Sure, yeah. I mean, we're talking about sexual offences across the range. And these would be ones, the figures that you're talking about there are the ones that are referred to on Garda Síochána. So they will be formally reported in. These would be the full range that fall under the law.
Okay. How much is social media and unfettered access to the internet creating this problem?
Well, we would say it's a very big problem. We know that if we're looking at the patterns, we're looking at the people coming into crisis centres and also just internationally and domestically, the prevalence data that's coming through. We know that something significant happened when we put a smartphone into people's hands. And what we're looking at there is social media and access to pornography and the changes in how we have normalised, if you like, image-based sexual violence and how that connects to real life and in the real world perpetration. Now, there's a lot more that we need to know about precisely how that relationship works and precisely the causal effect, if you like. But we know that something significant is happening there.
We're talking about a significant number of victims here, as well as those who are committing these offences. And of course, only a small minority will eventually be referred on. How can parents intervene here in a meaningful way?
Well, this is a really big challenge, and it is one that is being grappled with in terms of at a European level, at a domestic level. We have a whole new set of regulation coming in, and what we're talking about there is empowering both the regulator of the state, the Garda Síochána, there's Commissioner Mann now who's in this space, but we're also talking about equipping parents with the tools. And that also involves, of course, raising awareness with parents to tell them what these tools are and how they can use these tools. And so really, we are talking about control measures in order to create safety.
Ultimately, this is a battle that we can't win if we're taking on the internet. So is it going to be won by the generation themselves coming to terms and coming to reality with what is right and what is wrong?
I don't think that we can renege our responsibility in that way. I think it is something that we do have to grapple with. It's, you know, we can't sort of wipe our hands or clean of it and say, look, that the young people have to take that on themselves. They can certainly do lots themselves, and they are. The type of skills and sophistication that young people have in terms of their critical engagement with the internet are way beyond any of the older generations. They're, if you like, they're natives in this space. But we do need to take on the regulation of the internet. That is, you know, just because we haven't got that right yet doesn't mean we don't have a responsibility to do it.
We talk about young adults here. I mean, lots of parents listening right now would probably think, well, these are late teenagers, etc., people who would be in their 17, 16. What is the real age range here of the people that you are dealing with?
So, you know, we're talking to the victims and the survivors, and what we're looking at is, so we first raised the flag around this back in 2013, when we looked at the adult survivors who were coming to us, who were talking to us about childhood sexual abuse, and 37% of them at that point in 2013 were telling us that the person who committed the crimes against them were themselves children. And so we really, you know, we put that on the agenda. We said, look, we have to start talking about that and have to start measuring that. 10 years later, the CSO came out with the prevalence data, which is different data to our own, you know, data. But they came out with a number of 73% of young people who are victimised, their perpetrator is a child. So the, or is it not the young person? So that's what we're dealing with. That's the scale of the numbers we're dealing with. We're also looking at an incredible prevalence of sexual abuse against the what the CSO measure there, where the 18 to 25 year olds, and they were asking the question of, have you already in your life experienced sexual violence?
And okay, so, really, yeah, they're startling statistics. Cleena Sadlier, Executive Director for the Rape Crisis Network Ireland, thank you very much for joining us. If you have been affected by that story, or if you're looking for help, the National 24-Hour Rape Crisis Helpline is available. It's 1-800-77-8888. That's 1-800-77-8888.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.